To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Portland's favorite morning roast.
Who is the second hottest Golden Girl? Oh, you want to rank the hot Golden Girls?
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
If Blanche is number one,
was she the first TV cougar?
Ooh.
Andy Dirk Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
You're going to say Estelle. You're going to surprise me, and I'm not going to judge you. Estelle seems like she was probably wild.
Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 1080 AM, 105.1 FM, The Fan, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
It's so deep. It's so long.
Got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show.
Thank you, Joe Freeman. Good morning.
We love you, Joe. We
handsome
miss you.
Handsome Joe.
Is he going to be down in the Bay Area tonight?
Is he traveling?
Do the beat writers travel still? Is that a thing?
I know Hyken went down.
Did he?
Yeah, I texted with him a couple days ago.
They may not go on all the trips.
Not everyone.
It's a three-game trip.
I would imagine the paper of note sends their beat person more likely than not.
I don't know why I wouldn't go to Golden State. It's not like...
Yeah, it's one thing for an East Coast roadie. That's a good point. But go down to the Bay Area for a night.
Who is after Golden State? I just blanked and I don't have it up right here.
I'm trying to find it here.
They play after Golden State. The Portland Trailblazers are in Oklahoma City.
See, this is my point.
And then
Oklahoma City and Milwaukee.
ESPN's entire thing is just, it's stupid. Like, they
Dude,
only
the
give
next
me
week.
Their schedule for today, and then after that, it's all their losses and wins instead of the next few games.
The next week is going to be brutal. So it's tonight in Golden State. It's a cup check game. We'll get to that in a moment. Then they go to Oklahoma City on Sunday.
At the Bucks.
Then you're at the Bucks on Monday with Giannis probably not playing, but let's not act like anything's a gimme. Then you come home and play San Antonio. You play OKC again, and then you go on a long East Coast road trip. Where not long, but you're in Toronto, in Cleveland, and in Detroit.
Ouch.
Just a little difficult here. The next couple of weeks. Before we get to the cup check tonight and just where we're at on that game, can people make sense of the Anthony Davis stuff to me?
He's a person?
He is a person. I am aware of that.
What do you need help with?
Where
he is a human being.
Where are the rumors coming from? That's
the betting market.
The
it's the betting
the,
market.
The betting market.
So the betting market right now for Anthony, we all know Anthony Davis is good. I mean, he's out of Dallas. It's going to happen at
I
some point.
I think Kyrie's right behind him.
Probably.
Based on what Tim McMahon said on the podcast.
Let's blow this entire thing up. Right now, according to Las Vegas, I believe the odds are Portland is the second highest. Has the second highest odds.
To BetMGM. Because the BetOnline.ag people, who Ken Barkley once famously said, don't trust that market.
Yes, he did.
They had us like fourth.
Fourth.
I think a week or two ago. BetMGM has a second.
Second. The second highest odds to land Anthony Davis.
The logic there would just be you've got stuff to move, so you want to get a guy that you believe can be a number one if he's healthy. Now, here's like, I understand all the counters to it. We don't need to get into that.
Yeah. 3-year deal. He's making $54 million this year, $58 million next year, and then a player option for $62
million. I believe he's extension eligible. He's going to want a max extension. So are
this
you going to want to pay him? Yeah.
Oh, God,
that's
no.
The big thing right now hanging up with Dallas, which is why they want to move him. He's going to want a new contract.
What? No. God, no, I wouldn't give him a max extension. He can't
well,
stay
he's
healthy.
He's going to want one.
And he's 33 years old.
So, okay, so then you're not trading for him.
No, I'm out on that.
All right. I think most of Portland actually is. And that seems crazy considering that guy once swept us in the first round as a 6 seed.
That he did. That was also a long time ago, and I just I don't know if I could. Yeah, I mean, if we're talking Anthony Davis of 5 years ago, by all means, dude. You pair that with Damian Lillard of 5 years ago, maybe we're on to something here. But getting guys in the back end of their careers,
right,
when they're making too much money and no longer the players that they were, I'm kind of out on that strategy. I don't think that's going
to
work.
I mean, you have to just really ask yourself, too, what indication is there of Portland that shows they're going to make that kind of trade?
Let alone the fact that our ownership situation is changing in the coming months, and it might not be settled before the deadline. And so you're going to have to run that by the new owner. You think he's going to want to make that move?
So who would you put in that trade? Because you got to make money work, and they're going to want picks.
You got to match $54 million. So Jrue Holiday or Jeremy Grant has to be in the trade.
Jeremy Grant would be.
Financially, you just have to include one of them.
You have to include a center.
Have to include one of your young centers because Dallas is going to want that in return anyways, but you just can't have five of them on the roster.
You can't play AD and Klingon. So
says who?
Anybody that's watched basketball? Donovan got good range. Anthony Davis hasn't been able to shoot since the bubble.
No, it's been a while for him. Of all the moves you could make, I don't know. It kind of highlights this weird spot that they're in, still kind of in flux.
It's odd that we are second. Like, putting us in the list, I totally understand.
And people just take a shot in the dark. I get that.
Second is a pretty wild list. I hope Jrue and Shea both play tonight. They need them back desperately.
So it's a cup game. They're in Golden State tonight. Portland has already played Golden State once. Remember, they were in town right after Chance got arrested by the FBI.
I sprayed the line on that game.
You did. And Portland hung 139 on them. Denny was great. They ran away with it basically from the get-go.
Yep.
One of the best performers. I mean, I know they got a win over Denver and they got a win over OKC in that comeback fashion, but if I remember correctly in that Golden State game, I think everybody played for Golden State. So it was like a full effort. It wasn't like, well, so
they packed it in pretty quick, though. Once they got down by like 20, they realized, like, all right, sat guys the rest of the way.
Call the dogs off here. So you're on the road, so it is different. And you're sinking like a stone right now, and I think we can all understand why you're sinking like a stone. I am hopeful, though, that to your point, you get a couple of guys back healthy to just put up a serviceable fight. Because if you're going into this game on the road at Golden State, Portland has already not been good on the road to begin with. If you're telling me Jrue Holiday doesn't play and Shaedon Sharpe doesn't play tonight, and even if you have Robert Williams, that's fine. You're going to get killed tonight. If Shaedon doesn't play and Jrue doesn't play, you're going to get killed tonight.
I mean, yeah. I don't know, even though that's controversial. I think more people would be leaning on that. I mean, wait till the Oklahoma City game.
Yes.
And that's
that's on Sunday.
Put Jrue and Shea out there. I still think you're going to get killed in that game because you shouldn't have beaten them the first time you played.
No. And unless they're on a second of a back-to-back, I imagine guys will be playing for OKC.
It still doesn't matter. That's still their only loss of the year.
Yeah, they're going to take that one a little personally. How did we let this team, of all the teams to beat us, how did this team beat us?
22 and they lost.
That still doesn't make any damn sense.
No, it doesn't.
So hopefully guys are back and healthy tonight. Cup check game. The Blazers, when does this stupid round-robin cup stuff end? When is all of this over?
When do we go to Vegas?
When do we go to Vegas?
I think they also have games in the middle of next week.
Oh,
and so the semifinals of the cup are early in December.
Because you play everybody once, right? And then there's advance.
There's five teams in each little mini
bracket
group.
Yeah.
I saw something the other day because the NBA has become kind of irrelevant to most people. They don't follow it. They don't watch it. It's trade conversation. And so it becomes like a how to fix it thing.
Mm-hmm.
One take I saw was like, if you want to do this cup stuff, like, why don't you just carve out an entire block and get it done? Why do you do these random spacing out? It's too confusing.
It doesn't make sense.
Even for people who follow that sport, I listen to a lot of stuff. I read a lot of people. They're always like, oh, yeah, it's a cup game. What's the standing of that? Who's in that?
Who? Did we win? Yeah. Like, I know that Portland's won one and lost one because we follow them. I couldn't tell you what anybody else has done in the cup.
The semifinals are December 13th, and the cup championship game is December 16th.
It's just stupid.
You need to carve out a weekend or a week. Like, when would be a good time? Maybe
right now. Like, if you want to do it in December, then do it in December, but take a week off.
I would say
do
December,
the tournament,
yeah.
Take another week off when it's done and get back into your season.
Take a week and go have a single elimination tournament in Vegas.
Well, bracket the problem style is you're asking owners to give up home games then.
I just have them be no counties. Just go play. You still got 82 games, and then the cup's additional.
Well, the last one is
no counties. Well, then the players might have a problem.
The last
with
cup
that.
Game doesn't count. It already is a no counties.
That's one game for two teams.
For a lot of teams, it'll only be one game because you lose your first game. It's only one game in the cup. Then you go home. I don't know. The way they've done it is really dumb. But tonight's a cup game for those who are curious. We'll see if anybody is healthy. We're TBD on that bad boy.
Have we gotten any basketball fans in your life or like that you've actually seen other than anonymous internet person that's like super into the cup now?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. I told the story a week or two ago. My brother, who he's a sports fan, but he's got three kids, right? So take that with a grain of salt because you just can't watch as much. And he's always traveling and they're playing sports and it's just, it's constant. What year are we in the cup?
Three?
Is this your three?
Year. This third is the third year.
He didn't even know it existed.
You got the Lakers and the Bucks are the champions.
He got an antenna this year to watch Blazer games because he wants to be able to watch it. Turns on the game the other night when they're at home and they're floored. He's like, what the hell is this about? Why is there a trophy? He had no clue. We're in year three, and he's a sports fan. He listens to the show. He follows sports. He had no idea that it even existed. And I'm like, well, let me tell you about the cup.
What did he think we were talking about anytime we brought up cup checking?
Maybe he just missed those segments. I mean, not everybody listens to every show, so he must not have just stumbled across a cup check, or he's just listening and not paying attention to what we're saying and being a supportive brother. I don't know, but
I had the take that this was going to become a thing for people, but I said it would take a while. I'm not sure it will.
You can make this into a thing if you didn't have it be such a joke.
The league is too unserious.
Yes, the courts are dumb, and I immediately don't take you seriously. And then having the schedule break the way the schedule breaks is one of the dumbest things they could have decided to do.
Given the injuries of a lot of players around the league right now, Denny has another big game. He's going to be our first non-Dame All-Star since LaMarcus.
Yeah, he's going to be. He has to be an All-Star this year. The way he's playing right now?
Like, Wimby might be out for 2 months.
Yeah, he could be out for a while. Safe to assume in the cup we are done if we don't win tonight? Does anybody know? Do you know where we're at in the tables? Have you seen the tables? Where are we at?
No.
Where are we at? The point differentials?
No.
Okay. I'm just going to... We would be 1-2. That's all I know in the cup if we lose.
I was pro cup. I don't even follow the cup. I've already... Third year, I've already bounced off my opinion.
Hang the banner, baby. There you go. There's your cup check for tonight. The Blazers are in Golden State.
Would you be mad at them for trading for AD?
I don't know if mad's the right word. None of it would make sense, though. What are we doing? Back to win now mode?
Isn't that kind of already your position?
I mean, it is, but that would just put it on steroids of like, wait, so we are trying to win now?
What if we traded Scoot?
I mean, that's not that big of a deal to me right now. I'm hoping that he turns out to be a good player, but I'm not one of these Blazer fans that clutches my pearls over the idea of trading a young player.
But if he's in like an 80 trade. He's in like an 80 trade.
That's whatever. What's Scoot going to be in his NBA career? What's his ceiling as a player?
Well, he was the third pick. It's his third year, and you're trading for a center who's oft injured.
Yeah. Is Scoot ever going to be the player that Anthony Davis is right now? Go ahead and take that answer. Waiting.
We need a break.
Waiting.
Nah, you're not going to get
Will
me.
He ever be an all-star? Will Scoot Henderson ever be an all-NBA player?
Maybe in my heart.
Because Anthony Davis has been.
He's an NBA champion.
Some guy on YouTube's like, Dirt wants to trade Klingon for Sabonis. What an idiot. Like, well.
Dude, by the way, Sabonis, 4 to 6 weeks with a meniscus.
Brutal. He's not getting dealt now.
Are these guys like, can't even play games?
No.
To your note, a loss would not necessarily eliminate the Blazers as everybody in their group is all five teams are 1-1.
Oh. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They're calling our group the meat grinder.
Yeah, the group of death, apparently.
The group of death of the cup.
Group C. Nuggets, Rockets, Spurs, Blazers, Warriors, all 1-1 after two games of cup play.
What's our bracket called?
West Group C.
Didn't they call it the group of death, Blazer fans, when it was announced who was in our bracket? I think they did, because it was like Nuggets, Spurs, Thunder.
Yeah, that's a soccer term from when they have the World Cup. And like, how did those... four teams all end up in the
which
same
would actually
group.
Match the people who care about cup games. It'd be like soccer, basketball fan.
Yes. Sounds about right.
Who are those people? I don't know any of those people.
No, they don't exist.
Definitely not a big EPL game this weekend.
Not real at all. Mm-hmm. They're not out there. Mm-hmm. Let's get some final thoughts on the big game of the weekend. We will sprig the line coming up. Bottom of the hour, 503-864-6326. Your fake sponsors are welcome. Back out for this on The Fam.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, Spring Line coming up 10 minutes from now. Good sponsors rolling in. Writing them down. We'll get to that. I have no hope left, so I'm just accepting my L's at this point. Pate last night on his Ramen Noodle Express. I was watching his show Thursday night, getting ready to hop on a bird and head out to Portland. You know who he included in the Ramen Noodle Express for this weekend? The UCLA Fighting Bruins, plus 10.5 against the Huskies.
It's the Huskies on the road.
Has his name fallen out of the list of coaching searches because he lost to Wisconsin? It felt like there was some chatter there. Now I have not heard his name at all.
I don't think it's fallen out. Like, I think UCLA would still be really well served to take the interview. Neuheisel reported this week on CBS that Chesney, the coach of James Madison, is a name that UCLA is quite fond of, except also Penn State's very fond of him, and he's going to Penn State if those are the two options.
You see somebody down in the Alabama region has floated Kalen DeBoer as a candidate for Penn State.
You're going to have to explain that one to me, dude. I don't get it, because the pressure's not letting up from going to Bama to Penn State. I would argue it's worse in some ways. Like, you have a lot of heat on you. You shouldn't have lost last weekend. Inexcusable to lose that game with what your defense did and having those turnovers. You go 10-2, you're definitely in the playoff. You go 10-2 in Penn State, they want you fired. They're tired of 10-2. And you could say Alabama fans are too, because it's not Saban, but I think it's a different version of a sports hell that you live in. So maybe that's a case. I don't get it. Why would you? I'd rather be ran out of Alabama than leave Alabama for Penn State. Why would you make that switch?
And they're not going to, like, even if they lose the Iron Bowl, Alabama's not firing Kalen DeBoer 2 years in. That's something you let percolate a little bit longer, so he's not going to get turf. That would be more about, I just want to get the hell out of here if he was to do it. It felt like an agent plant, if you will, of like, hey, he's, other jobs still want, you don't want him? Look at Penn State wants him. So
it's also the internet.
There's a little bit of that, and there's also a lot of rumors that are flying around right now, to your point, that are just completely unfounded. That one caught me off guard yesterday. I'm like, did you know Kalen DeBoer is a prime candidate for Penn State? Well, like, yeah, sure. I understand why they would love to hire him. Why would you leave Alabama for Penn State right now and go start over with the situation that they're in? I just thought that was interesting. Like, not that anybody would be surprised if UCLA covers the number, but we haven't talked much about the Huskies. They blew out Purdue last weekend. They got a chance to get to 8 wins, go into the rivalry game next week at 8-3. I think you're feeling a lot different. I think a lot of people think they're going to lose that Oregon game. Time will tell on that answer. We'll know next Saturday. If you lose to UCLA, you're staring 7-5 in the face, and that would be slightly disappointing. You get to 8 wins, it's a good year for Jed Fish in Washington.
Yeah, I mean, Pate just tweeted an hour ago because he was asked about the Penn State DeBoer thing. He says, I do think Penn State zeroed in on their guy in recent days. I don't expect Kalen DeBoer to be involved. I think it's going to be Chesney. I think they're going to try to go Cignetti, same school, same effect. He kept it rolling.
Yeah,
we'll go with that guy. You know, I've been surprised at, in following some of that college hoopla, is how little a Will Stein has been thrown out.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of just assumed this was the year where he finally got it, because Oregon's offense, even if you've had question marks at different points,
they've been clunky at times,
has gone along. Like, I just thought he would be, and maybe he will. Maybe Oklahoma State comes and throws a bag at him because they have a coaching opening now. But I've been a little shocked. Like, it feels like it's very much current head coaches that are basically the main candidates.
Yeah.
That it's
yeah.
just become a big, like, hey, let's just trade this coach here to that coach there, instead of the finding the coordinator, who I don't know if Will Stein will be a good coach. I literally have no clue at all how that would work. It depends on where he goes. But it feels like he hasn't really been much of a candidate. nor has really any of the coordinators, to my knowledge. It feels like it's mostly
no. LaPoy was connected with Oregon State, but I don't buy that for a second. I'm not buying it.
I'd rather be at Oregon as a DC than go to Oregon State and try to fix what that is with that athletic director.
Yes, I think it's a fair point. The only thing that I would say is that I sometimes feel like we don't know what the hell we're talking about with hot boards. Like, I'll just use Oregon last search as an example. Dan Lanning's name never came up. So that's the only thing I would say.
I think,
like,
I thought it did kind of at the tail end. Not maybe like it the did. Very, very end, but like
I remember
end,
him being
like
hired, and my first thought was, who? I remember the first time I saw the announcement. So I remember thinking about it and reading about it and who were the names. And he was not a name that was high on anybody's list or hot board, if you will. Mm. And then you're like, oh, that's right. He's a D coordinator at Georgia. And it took me a second to connect the dots. So that's I agree with you. I think a lot of Duck fans probably thought this was it for Will Stein. And maybe it ends up being. I guess that's what I'm trying to say is sometimes you can have coaching searches that are done correctly and quietly. Like, who's Auburn going after right now? We haven't heard anything about them.
No.
Some are all maybe is kind of rumored out there. But, like, a lot of these guys are getting a lot of pub, and there's a lot of buzz around their names and where they're traveling and all that. But some places, you're not hearing a damn peep. Who's Oklahoma State interested in right now? I haven't heard a peep about that.
I think that's kind of where I'm at is, like, Oklahoma State, I don't know what that bar is and where that ranks. It's not one of the best jobs. But you're either seeing programs announce stability, or you're seeing them be one of the first to fire, and then they have Virginia Tech make a hire and first.
Yes, like, and that's the first one off the board.
Yeah, like today they just announced about 40 minutes ago, Dave Aranda's coming back. Now Baylor fans are reacting to that. They sent out a statement, so I don't know where this leaves of the all-time, we don't actually like the guy, but here's the reasons why we're keeping him.
They got smoked at home by Utah last week.
Here's the first one. Stability during transition. Our next VP and director of intercollegiate athletics must have the opportunity to assess everything, because they just lost their AD. Their student-athlete experience, they're retaining their current roster and protecting a nationally ranked recruiting classes. They're essential. And then financial stewardship. Basically, like, we don't want to pay more money to fire a guy and hire a guy. It's like the least confident coachy is coming back announcement, and Baylor fans are not happy about this.
Yeah, nor should they be. He's been underwhelming.
His seventh season will be next year.
That's wild. He's been there that long. There was a year or two in there where it felt like he was heading in a skyrocketing stock, and that has clearly not transpired down at Baylor. The other part of it, too, that I'll just say is, like, the scary thing about every coaching search, and it reaches its tentacles everywhere in the sport, is that you never know where the dominoes are going to fall. Like, right now,
I think Oregon State's going to make their hire next week.
They very well could, and I think that'd be smart. Get out in front of it. Signing day's in a couple of weeks. Portal opens in January. Like, have everything ready to go, and you're not going to hire likely a sitting head coach, and so you kind of got your pick of the litter.
Or are you?
Or are you? Could be.
Kalen DeBoer.
But I've heard he's very interested in coming back to the West Coast.
He loved the rain.
That's the scary part about it, because you never know when the domino hits your school. Like I'll use Washington as an example. Saban retired. And every Husky fan spent the next days laughing at Oregon because everybody thought Lanning was going to leave. And it was stepping stone you. And then some guy on KZI said he was in Tuscaloosa last night. And everybody was mocking Oregon. And then who ended up taking the job? Mm. Right. And at that moment, when Nick Saban retired, do you think Arizona thought we're going to have to look for a new head coach? How is this going to implicate us?
Sure.
And then that domino hits Seattle, and then that domino hits Arizona. So,
but it's all head coaches moving, and that's what I'm saying. I'll say with coordinators being hired hasn't happened as
often. But how many openings are going to happen because other openings are now, like, Ole Miss might need a new head coach. Who do they hire?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if he's on that list. I don't know where they would want to go. But that Missouri might need a new head coach. Eli Drinkwitz is in a lot of these. That domino might hit Missouri, and all of a sudden maybe that's a job you want because you want to go coach in the SEC. So that's the scary part of the ramifications right now, that just you never know what this college town's going to get touched by this, because it's going to hit a ton of them in the coming weeks.
Nice reminder post yesterday that Kiffin during 2016 was the OC for Alabama. Sarkisian was an analyst helping out, trying to redo his reputation, and he basically was showing up late to team meetings, and Saban does not mess around with that. So he was going to FAU. It was already announced that he just said, get out of here.
Yeah.
And he left to FAU, and Sark had to fill in and be the OC for the last couple games of the season.
And that's when he then got the job and then took the job at Texas. And Lane gave us the glorious video. What did he say in his FAU video?
So exciting.
So exciting. What a time to be alive.
Exciting
what
times.
Time to be alive. Exciting times.
Exciting times.
Yeah. You know, in his deadpan delivery.
We did do two segments yesterday. I still think it's such a fascinating thing, the Pate information on Kiffin and Kiffin in general.
How about this added to it? There was a report that came out yesterday from Chris Lowe that this is laying the groundwork for some shady, shady stuff, dude.
It's all shady.
Chris Lowe had a report saying, quote, if you're suddenly without your head coach when they do the final seeding for the college football playoff, a coach who's gotten you to that point, then they could definitely drop you in the seeding in order to put you on the road. Essentially saying if Kiffin is to leave, they can hold that against Ole Miss in their final seeding in the playoff.
I mean,
wait, what?
Because that's so fair to the players to punish them for their coach being
it's the Jordan Travis coach analogy. It's you don't have that guy, so we're not going to put you in. And they're not going to kick Ole Miss out of the playoff at 11-1. Well, but to cook the books, they made a tougher matchup.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Who gets more outraged, though? The team, Ole Miss having to go on the road when they don't deserve it because they lost Kiffin, or the team that has to play Ole Miss at home?
What an exciting time.
Like, what if what if they went from, like, hosting, he leaves, and now he's dropped, guess who's coming to Eugene with the coach fired angle or the coach leaving us angle?
Totally.
It's Ole Miss.
Totally. God. Let me ask you this last question, then we'll go.
Yeah.
If he leaves before the playoff, and they win a national title.
This is so stupid. Ewing theory.
Does he get a ring?
Yeah, he does. Do they want to give
him
a ring?
I think college is different than the pros. Like, pros, there's a rule in the Players Association. If you're on the roster, you're automatically given a ring.
I think he would get a ring.
He didn't win it, though.
But he was
are they
the
giving
coach
it to him
of 90%
of
their
team.
Do you send
mail.
It to him?
Yeah, they definitely don't want
if you're an AD, are you sending him that ring?
Nah.
I think you put it in your most rabid fan's home and you say, come get it.
It's in his living room?
I think it'd be like Legends of the Hidden Temple type
you
style.
You gotta go find the thing.
Can you find it? Which fan base actually has it? The one that hates you or the one that kind of still likes you?
It's like a talking rock at Ole Miss.
He's knocking on the door, sheepishly looking in the window.
Which bow tie is it currently sitting under, the red or the blue?
And there's a trap door under the wrong one.
What happened to Lane? I don't know. He disappeared. All right, let's break the line. Get your fake sponsors in 503-864-6326. That is next.
Spreaking the line.
Spreaking the line.
Spreaking the line.
Spreaking the line.
Why do we suck so much?
That's a good question, man. Spreaking the line brought to you by the 12 Days of Christmas. Still less annoying than trusting a Sprague pick. On the 11th day of Christmas. Spreaking the line brought to you by Swag's love for bending quarterbacks in half. Still less taboo than taking a Sprague pick.
Hooray.
You kinky bastard.
Swagalicious.
Spreaking the line brought to you by Oregon State's 2-9 record. Still better than a Sprague pick.
Whoa. No, it's not. You stop it and you apologize right now. Right now.
Spreading line brought to you by adult cheerleading competitions. I'd rather spend my whole day in a crusty gym watching that nonsense than following a Sprague pick. Spreading line brought to you by Selma Hayek. We all dream about how awesome it would be, but we know it isn't real, just like a Sprague bet winning.
My oldest asked me who I had a crush on, and I mentioned her, and she looked her up, and she goes, that, huh? And I was just like,
what do you mean that?
What do you mean that?
Spreading line brought to you by Roto-Rooter. We've got you covered when Sprague's picks go in the toilet. Stay tuned for next week. Spreading line brought to you by the 12 Days of Christmas. I think I speak for all of us when I say we'd rather be milked by six maids than listen to a Sprague pick.
That's what she said.
Spreading line brought to you by Honey Bucket. The only thing worse than a Sprague pick is the crap inside our porta potties.
We just like to be around naked people together.
Spreading line brought to you by Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Some people like to sit and watch when Mommy kisses someone else, just like Sprague likes to sit and watch when the sports books take his money.
I love meat.
That was my favorite.
Dad, what's that called when you watch Mom kiss Santa Claus?
Let's get one more in here. Spreading line brought to you by Daily Nottingham Forest Updates. One of the few things to rival a Sprague pick in terms of things that are irrelevant.
Bad news, Dirt.
I haven't even given you anything.
All right, here we go. I suck. I 1-2 last week. Already lost last night. So it's bad. Sprague won the weekend. 2-1. Swag and I went 1-2.
Yep. Seems to be the theme this year.
Swag gambled on the Chargers.
I'm done doing that.
and the Lions.
I tried it.
And you did hit on the Seahawks plus 3.5.
Yes. You kind of shouldn't have, but like you did. Like it was a kind of a toss up game.
I'm watching the end of that game, and I was trying. I thought the line was 2.5 because they were down by 2, and I'm like, if that basket, what was it, 21-19, the final?
Yeah.
Like what? That has to be a scoregami. You cover the spread at that. I lost the under of the Ravens Browns on a pretend quarterback tush push, jet sweep touchdown.
Mark Andrews.
They scored 39 points. The under over under was 38.5.
They couldn't run down Mark Andrews.
No, they couldn't. Thank you for that, Cleveland.
From
I gambled on 9, so I deserve all the blame there. And then I did hit on the Bills. Sprague, you hit on the Pats on Thursday night, and then you hit on the Niners. Then you missed on the over under in the Seahawks and Rams game.
So I tried to walk you out of that 9 game.
You did.
You hate him. I don't understand. It's the Husky bet from Wisconsin. I don't know why you did that to yourself.
I'm an idiot. That's why. So season standings is not counting my L from last night yet. Sprague 17-16, back above 500 after a 2-1 weekend.
Hello.
I am 14-19, and Swag is 13-20.
Ooh, right on your heels.
14-19.
Well, technically,
Swag?
If you
are we
you're,
all
you're
on one of the same big wood games?
Well,
are we?
What
all
is Swag? 13-20.
Okay, thank you.
The T box is Sprague's. We'll see if we are all laying the big wood.
Thank you, sir. A game nobody should watch. Seriously, like don't. I'm diving in. And it's ugly. I don't know why I'm doing this to myself. It's probably going to be a loss. Some way. Somehow. Rolly, rolly, rolly. I'm getting 3.5 on the road in the bad team bowl. I'm betting on the Brader game. I'm taking Shedeur Sanders.
You're taking the Browns?
Myles Garrett.
Wow.
+3.5.
Wow.
Lego.
Okay.
He's got his prime.
I got to be honest with you, man.
Sunglasses, almonds.
He's ready to go.
A lot of picks I saw coming this week. I did not see that pick coming
Myles
this week.
Myles Garrett will win this game for me.
Okay.
I hadn't, the wood hasn't been good to me of late.
I'm sorry to hear that, dude.
I want to get a taste of like what that, how big
been
does that
burned
feel?
By the big wood of late. But that can't happen in Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, it can happen. Mathematically, it can. But
it really can't. 13.5. I'll lay that big.
It's out. Over.
We think.
I'm taking the Lions are good bouncing back. Give me the Lions.
You know what the Big Wood's been telling you, Swag?
Bring gas.
I'm also on the Seahawks. They are going to murder the Titans. The Titans are awful. Awful, awful. I wouldn't be shocked if the Seahawks hit the over by themselves this weekend. They have offensive blue balls that are going to be unleashed in a pseudo home game in Nashville. I love the Seahawks on the road. They're a covering machine. They're the best team against the spread. Give me the Seahawks. Laying massive wood, okay. Minus the 13.5.
By the way, right now on DraftKings, you gentlemen, it is 12.5, so give yourself a point.
Give it to me all day, baby.
Oh,
12.5.
Moved.
All day.
Fantastic.
Hit me, baby,
I'll
one
take
more
that
time.
Point.
So I'm just being fair here.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm the Patriots. I don't care if Burrow plays or not. They can't defend anybody. I think the Patriots will play keep away against that Bengals defense. That's a lot to ask. It's less than a touchdown. I will lay 6.5 on the road with New England.
Okay, Patriots -6.5. I'm going to go for another over-under. Again, fade the hell out of these. I'm going to take the under in Lambeau Field this week. 9 can't score on anybody, let alone when he's playing outdoors.
Packers can't score at home.
Green Bay's offense sucks right now, and they can't throw the ball. Minnesota's got a decent defense, so an under bit me last week on a Mark Andrews fake quarterback sneak, so watch 9 throw like 6 touchdowns in the fourth quarter and hit the over by himself. I'm going to take the under of 41.5 in Packers and Vikings.
That's pretty awesome. I'm also on...
Thank you for that generic response.
Under suck.
Was that
I mean,
AI?
The under
I'm so tired.
That did feel like an AI answer, didn't it? You hit a button and you get an answer out of
I'm
it.
I'm so tired.
Wow, great pick. Okay, I'm also on.
It's the guy who leans forward in the news interview. Okay, anyways.
Yeah, what else are we doing now?
Stop betting unders. You're so
I know!
Boring.
I'm an idiot. What
go, do you want give me the game with no points that nobody wants to watch.
I'm also on the Lions. I think the Lions are an absolute juggernaut on a loss. Look, we know they're capable. I am a little worried about that giant pass rush, but I think they took enough of a beating last week against the Eagles. I think they'll scheme some stuff up. I love the Lions at home going against my fantasy quarterback, Jameis Winston.
Jameis! Swaglass pick.
I think we've reached one of those spots in the year where the Eagles, even though they're not letting outside distractions get to them, we're not paying any attention. We're focused on what we're trying to do. They will have more fans probably in Dallas than Cowboy fans.
Yes.
But Jalen Hurts has been listening to everything. I think they open up a can on the Cowboys. I will lay three on the road.
Can I ask you guys a question? Because I don't know what Dirt's last pick is going to be.
I'm done picking because I lost last night. So I only have two picks. So, yeah, thanks for that reminder. That was cool.
Anyways.
Remember when I took the Bills and then I made fun of you for having small balls and I have big balls and you have little balls and my balls are big? Remember that? Remember that yesterday?
We got the chat Sprague bot here.
That happened to me.
Spit on that thing.
Already 0 for 1. Thanks for the, you know, really appreciate that.
Right in the butt?
Yeah. That's what the Texans did to me.
That's right, Bob.
The Senator mascot or whatever the hell that is.
Is there any reason none of us are betting the over in New England Cincinnati of 50?
Yeah, I eyeballed that one.
I mean, Cincinnati's defense.
I know.
New England might score 41 by themselves. And seems we know like Cincinnati can score.
Yeah, maybe it's just stupid. There's a bit of the, like, just fearful New England stuff for me. Like, I know that they're good. I think
they have a hiccup in them.
Like, they're a young team coming out of nowhere. Are they really just going to go wire to wire? Like, let's not act like the Jets game wasn't uncomfortable. They played the Jets.
By the way, Indy, 6-3-1 against the spread. Kansas City, 5-5 against the spread.
I'm surprised nobody took that bait. In Arrowhead, must-win game for Kansas City. Like, I'm surprised nobody's touching that one. We're there on the Chiefs.
On Kansas City or
on Kansas City? I figure Kansas City. They're one of the more popular bets this weekend around Vegas.
I'm staying away, dude. Yeah. They've had two. Last weekend was the literal letdown spot. Everybody loved them last weekend with 3.5.
Very true.
How'd that work out?
Not good, Bob. Not good. All right, I lost last night on the Bills. I'm also on the Lions minus 12.5 against the Giants and the under of 41.5 in the Vikings and Packers game. Sprague likes the Brownies in Vegas plus 3.5. The Seahawks. Lay in the wood to the Titans 12.5 and the Lions lay in the wood to the Giants 12.5. Swag also on the Seahawks 12.5 in Tennessee, the Pats minus 6.5 in Cincinnati, and the Eagles minus 3.5 in Dallas. Spragging the Line is brought to you by, hold on, I gotta scroll back to the bottom of my show sheet. Brought to you by Sprague in the Bedroom, much like Young Hansen. If you get 90 seconds of solid performance out of him, you consider it a win.
We're good. We just ain't real good.
You're about to get freaky at night? You think about it.
There you go. Let's wrap it up. Send you your way on a Friday next on The Fam.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There you go, fist pumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. Hey, right now, if you text the word hockey, H-O-C-K-E-Y, ever heard of it, to 503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. You will be entered for your chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to see the Winter Hawks on either November 28th or the 29th at Veterans Memorial Coliseum. You can head on over to 1051thefan.com for all the complete details. Again, text HOCKEY to 503-864-6326, and you'll be entered for your chance to win.
Let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey. Gonna be a fun little weekend. Fun little week. What you guys got on the docket? You guys got anything fun planned?
I'll be at the Child Center almost all weekend.
Calling we Pilots games, men's
so
and women's.
We got Cal State Fullerton, Northern Colorado, and St. Thomas University in.
Okay.
So there'll be doubleheaders every game.
Okay.
Or every day.
Every day,
God,
yeah.
God, that means Monday your voice is going to sound like LSI at the end of the tournament.
I'm only calling one game. I'm not doing both. I'm just doing the Pilots
They'll get you
game
to do another
day.
One. Jason.
Come on.
Jason,
come
on. We need you.
Stick around.
Ooh, okay.
All right, fine.
You're like a nice dog. You know what I mean? Like, you just can't say no to that ball.
No, the other schools have their own.
Sure. Play-by-play, guys.
Until you punt that North Colorado person out of there.
Get the hell out of here, Northern Colorado.
Get out of here, Bob.
You don't belong in here. What the hell's the matter with you? What do you got going on? What's the Sprague's doing this weekend?
Nonchalant. We got to go to the West Side today. My nephew has got a birthday party at his house, so we're going to go over to the West Side. Kids are going to hang out. We got some.
Who's Nelson playing tonight?
Laco.
Laco, okay.
Did you not listen to the update?
No, I did not.
Yeah, it's at Hillsborough Stadium.
Ooh,
semifinals. Neutral sites for the semifinals.
What date is the championship game?
Next Friday.
Okay, Black Friday.
Yep.
I hope my Hawks can come through. Laco's playing good football right now. They got a good rushing attack. The only thing I'm concerned about with Nelson is their injury concerns.
A little banged up going into the game tonight.
They got some key dudes that got banged up in that Lake Ridge playoff game. My nephew seems to think they're all crazy NFL players who are going to play no matter what. Those are also his boys. So we'll see if they can give it a go and actually play. Dude, Nelson legitimately, I will tell you, from their coach to the players, everybody believes they can win the state. There is not a Westlands looming or
no, we can't
Lakers
get over that
tough.
They didn't play in the regular season, did they? Nelson
did
and Westland didn't play?
They want them.
Ooh.
Now they got to get through Laco.
Is this like Duck fans back in the day? We want Bama? Are you a We Want Bama spot right now?
I think there's a little bit of that.
Okay.
I think every kind of top tier program, which Nelson is now.
You got to go through the king to get to the king.
Exactly. You want to win state, you got to get through a Westland.
Well, I'll be down in Eugene tomorrow, so stop by, say what's up if you're down, heading down to the game. I know Patrick Harris will be there. Danny Morang and I, the loser will paint their face. What day, okay. I don't know.
Oh, that's the bet?
That is the bet. We've decided face painting will be the payoff.
Mm.
So you'll be like
You could probably
be like
Amazon.
A Dr. Pepper commercial?
Yeah, yeah. How bad? Who is it?
It's an NFL town. We got to get out of here.
Who's the one that got the Drew Aller NIL commercial? Is that Dodge? Is that a Dodge truck commercial with Terry Crews? He's
don't
in like a mascot.
The Aller commercial.
Oh, he's in one, and I see it constantly, and I'm like, God, that's talk about
this. You know what? Aller's on right now. He's on that quarterback slide. He's going down, dude.
Where's our quarterback going, man?
He's on a slide.
Well, stop by, say what's up. Should be a lot of fun. Game day in town. Mariota's the guest picker. Pre-game tomorrow, live from Eugene, will begin at 8 a.m.
There you go.
Bright and early, chilly morning fog and dew down in Eugene, Oregon. Going to be a lot of fun. Game starts at 12:30. Good luck to everybody's teams. Unless you're a Husky fan, I hope you lose by 100. And we will talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. Thanks so much for being a part of our Friday. Hey, quick, by the way, Monday, 6:30.
Yes, this is an important note.
The one and only Josh Pate will join us Monday at 6:30. He'll probably like just landing because there's no show on Thursday because it's Thanksgiving.
Friday. Right.
So he's going to go earlier in the week, 6:30, Monday morning, Pate off of his trip to Eugene this weekend. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Meringue is next on 105.1 FM The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.